The Milton Menace are back on track. They had a bit of a slide in October, losing 5 of their 10 games that month. They then followed that up by going 8-2 in November. And they now sit undefeated so far in December, with 3 games to come over the next 4 days. I spoke with Captain Graham McCulley to discuss the week that was and preview this upcoming busy weekend. Here's episode 12 of season 2 of Recap with Cap. Well, 2 wins over the weekend. I'd imagine that's exactly how you guys drew it up. Let's talk about Friday against King. It was a home game. 3-1 win. I know you were amped up going into this game. How did it feel getting that win?
It was good. I mean, I know we lost them a couple weeks ago. So, I mean, it'd be nice. I feel like this is a common team. It'd be nice to make it a little bit easier on ourselves and put a couple more in the net, because that was probably one of our more complete games of the year. No, that was a really good game. 2-1 with an empty net. It was maybe a little bit closer than we wanted, but especially on the first night of a back-to-back, that was a really good game.
I was going to say, 45 shots, only 3 goals. That's got to be a frustrating night, but I'd imagine it just feels good once a final buzzer goes and you know you got the win.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you'd like to pot a couple, you know, and just maybe get rewarded a little more for how you're playing, but nonetheless, we'll take the win.
And then Saturday, you had to drive all the way to Lindsay to play the Muskies. It was a double overtime game. I believe Tremble scored with like 8 seconds to go on the power play. You got the first assist on that one as well. Very excited to get a overtime win instead of a tie?
Yeah, I mean, second night of a back-to-back on the road, late night in Lindsay. You'll take 2 points. I wouldn't say it was the prettiest game, rather, but... they're a really hardworking team, and we were able to kind of just find a way. I wouldn't say we played our best game, but, I mean, on the road, back-to-back, you just do whatever you can to get the win, and we were able to sneak it out. Trem was able to score with 5 or 6 seconds left, but you take it. So a good weekend, and, you know, the boys had a couple of days off to reset, and we're getting ready for this week.
Let's shine some light. Let's give some love to Tristan Tremble. 36 points on the season so far, 10 goals, 26 assists. He had 5 points over the weekend. Sort of a breakout year for the guy who's had pretty good years with the Menace, but he hasn't been this.
Yeah, he's always kind of been more of like that guy. And he's gotten some good opportunities this year, you know, power play for second line. And he's kind of run away with it. He's been having a really good year. You know, I wouldn't say he's necessarily changed the way he's played. I think he's just kind of taken that next step, which has been really good for us.
You like to think it's the natural progression of hockey, but sometimes it doesn't go that way.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just, you know, getting older, you know, better opportunities. Obviously, you know, growing as a hockey player, but kind of all of those factors will play in. And then he's just kind of, you know, put his head down and gone to work this year. So, you know, good for him to get rewarded for it.
All right, and looking ahead to the future, you guys have a fairly busy weekend here. We won't go over all 3 games, but you do have a back-to-back. It's a road game against Caledon on Thursday. What can, I guess, the road fans expect for this one?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a tough barn to play in. You know, the rink's about as big as my bedroom here. So it's, you know, and they're a hardworking team as well, so, you know. You go in and you just got to do what we did the last weekend. You know, change the way we play. You know, they're a lot better this year than they've been in past years. So, especially in, you know, 3-4, you got to go in and win that first game.
Definitely. And let's talk about that second game. It's a home game against Buffalo. Always a tough matchup against the Junior Sabres. Are you excited to be, back at home and ready to rumble in front of the Menace fans?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest game of the 3 on the weekend. You know, you'd argue that every game's a big game, but we went down to Buffalo probably roughly a month ago, and they kicked our butts. So we owe them, and I think we're split on the even season series so far. So that'll be a huge game, especially at home. So you know, you hope to get the two wins there, and then the day off, and then we're rolling into Niagara on Sunday.
I mean, playoffs are coming up. You'd be surprised at how fast, you know, 3 more months can go. But I'd imagine the team is going to treat this almost like a playoff game.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Graham. Well, thank you so much for doing this. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jim.